The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
You typically are on vacation every single day.
Every single day.
You don't do any work at Fox World Travel. Colleen Ulzberg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you? Wouldn't it be nice to be on vacation every single day?
I would love it. Hey, you know, I noticed something when I was walking in.
Okay, what's that?
Somebody must have been thinking I was going to be here because they put my initials in a heart on one of the walls here.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, come on, that's really cool.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, so. If you've never been to Third Street Marketplace, there's a wall where you can do, like, it's almost sequins.
Right, like, you can blend it one way, blend it the other way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing that with my hands and you guys can't see that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they can if they're at WTMJ.com.
That's
you can
true.
Watch
yeah,
the show.
That's
so,
true.
Well,
awesome.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Rose is where this week?
She's in Mexico picking up one of those awards that we win.
Right.
Oh my gosh, we've got so many great awards.
another award coming Fox World Travel's way, so that's a good thing, and that's because you guys are one of the best in the country, one of the largest in the country too, correct?
We are, yeah. We're right in the 30s somewhere as the largest private travel agency in okay. the United States, so I was proud of that, and we keep it up, and we're growing every day.
So we always get to it near the end of the show, but what does Fox World Travel all do when it comes to vacation?
All kinds of
business,
stuff.
Business, what?
Yeah, we do. We have three business lines. We've got corporate, and we've got... meetings and incentives, and then we have vacation travel, which under that falls our destination weddings as well. So we kind of everything travel, that's what we do with Fox. So if any travel needs you have, if you're even thinking about it, if you own a company or something, give us a call and we can help you.
Okay. And I hear today if we text FWT to the hotline, we get a bounce back. What do we get this week?
This week we are so excited to talk about our big Black Friday sale. There is so much going on with the upcoming holidays. So with our exclusive Fox exclusive Black Friday sale, if you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you are going to get a link that will take you to some of the most amazing offers that we have this year. I know we have that big sale in July, but this like encompasses more than that. So we have up to 80% off public cruise fares, which is crazy, up to $1,000 off per couple with select Fox Group Vacations, which is my department, and then also up to $600 off all-inclusive vacations. So if they're thinking about going yet in 25, you saw that snow on Thursday,
yeah.
So it's time to start thinking. But I wouldn't wait too long. This is a perfect time now. See what's out there. It's getting pretty limited, especially with some of the charter flights out of Milwaukee. We do have some space, I wasn't in yesterday. I know it was selling fast, but I think we still have some space to Punta Cana and possibly Negril. So take a peek at our Fox Group. It's called Spec Space, where we just hold space back because we knew it was going to get popular.
Sure.
So we got some good prices held for you and some space on those charter flights.
So I texted FWT. If you do it in all caps, it's best because that it locks it in place and you don't get spell corrected to get.
Correct.
Which sometimes happens. So FWT. I texted that to 855-616-1620. And I see all these things you just mentioned. I also see on that same spot, contact a travel advisor. I can do that, and I can fill out the form and give all the information about what I'm looking for. Can I book any of this myself on the website?
There's some of that. Yes, you can definitely book on the website,
okay.
Especially our space. Take a peek at that. As soon as you pop into that, it does give you options to book on your own. That's especially on the weekends like now. If you really want to lock something in, you can do that on our group vacations. Get that taken care of, and then on Monday, someone will follow up with you and make sure that everything is kosher and got and has your credit card, and they'll start getting that charged. Nothing will be charged online, which is kind of nice because we want to verify everything first.
Sure.
And make sure that it's all safe and that as well.
If you want to do it not on your phone, because there's a lot of information here, you go to foxworldtravel.com, just search in the top right-hand corner, Black Friday, and it pulls up everything for you as well. So
absolutely,
we are into it. An hour's worth of talking about travel, and we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Today, Colleen Ulzberg in for Rose Gray. My name's Dayton King. Going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 44 today with a 38 temperature right now in Milwaukee. Get outside, enjoy it, because it gets cold later on this coming week for Thanksgiving week. All right, let's take some calls right away. 855-616-1620. Jane in Cedarburg, good morning. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. I have a group of about 25 to 30 people that would like to go to Oktoberfest in Munich next year. And we can handle the flights and the hotels, but we're having a hard time figuring out how to reserve tables in one of the tents.
Yeah, that's a really difficult thing. And in fact, we've got a group going to Oktoberfest next year, September 24th. It's a tour that actually starts in Berlin, and then we do Dresden. We spend 3 nights in Munich, spend a day at Oktoberfest, then we do Salzburg and Vienna. So it's a little bit more, we've got tables and we've got tickets for it already, but they are very hard to come by. So that's why we held space and did a tour. My suggestion is maybe if you've got that many people and you just want to do Oktoberfest and you're looking just to stay in Munich, then I would get a hold of one of our advisors or even fill out our form, give them all the details of your dates, what you want to do. Then we'd have to look into getting tables and tickets there. We have to give ours back already in January. So maybe in January something might be out there that they could pick up. So maybe that would work for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll go. Then I'll go to your website and I'll fill out
the
form and see what you guys can do.
Perfect.
Great. Okay.
All right, Jane,
okay.
Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Sounds like a great trip. 855-616-1620. Let's go to Nancy in Big Bend. Good morning, Nancy. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm just wondering if Colleen has a recommendation for a park and stay in the Chicago O'Hare area, and or a just parking structure that we can stay at or park
sure.
at?
Absolutely. It's an old hotel, but we do use the Sheraton Four Points just off of Schiller Park, and it's perfect location. It's right off of I-94. They do have secure parking. It's got pretty good rates. We've been using them for quite a while. In fact, I've got a group going to Costa Rica in January, and we will be staying down there. They did give us Fox World Travel rates, so we can always check on that for you. It's not high end hotel wise, but it's just such a good location. They've got large vehicles that take you into the airport, so they can kind of plan on if there's big groups there, they'll have enough people to take you over to the airport and drop you off and pick you up. And as far as parking structures, they really have gone away from those. There used to be like Wally Park and Exec Park and all that down there, and a lot of those places are no longer available. So I think one of your best bets is going to be check out the Sheraton Four Points, get a rate for a park and stay there. You can also just park there. I believe it's $15 a day just to park your car, so you don't have to stay. And then if you want to check some other hotels in the area too, I know that the old Holiday Inn and Suites has a structure so you can keep your car inside.
Okay, thanks for your time.
You're
All
welcome.
Right, thank you, Nancy. 855-616-1620, WTMJ talk and text line. Doris in Beloit, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My family's going to be going to Costa Rica next August, and we're kind of planning it ourselves, but we want to get 18 plane tickets at one time. Is that something that Fox World Travel would help with, or can I just get on the website and get 18 tickets at a time?
18 tickets can be a little bit daunting for you, so I'd probably suggest, again, filling out our form online and telling them the dates, exactly what you need, how many tickets you need, where you're flying out of and into. I know there's two airports in Costa Rica, and they can see if they can do some group air tickets for you, which puts in place, you know, that'll hold the seats for you until a certain point when they have to ticket it. The only difference it is with doing group air is that you usually can't get seats until you ticket your tickets, and that could just, if you're not too worried about where your seats are, that's just kind of keep that in mind. It's usually 30 days prior to travel that they do the ticketing on those. I don't know. You probably have to call the airline direct to get that many tickets. They could, you know, do it themselves, but we're the experts at it, so that's who I would go to.
Okay, so you could just call today or wait till Monday? What's better?
Yeah, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay.
866-GO-FOX-GO.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
Doris.
Welcome.
Up to 80% off public cruise rates, up to $1,000 off per couple on Fox Group Vacations, save up to $600 on all-inclusive vacations. We're talking about the big Black Friday sale that's going on. If you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you'll get the link that shows you everything that's going on with this. The Black Friday sale, 855-616-1620. Text FWT to get the link. We'll be back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Cully Nullsberg in for Rose Gray. My name is Dayton Kane. And coming up next segment, Gigi Bramage, the world-renowned travel host,
going
to be on with us.
Can't wait to talk to her. It's been so long.
Yeah, just
so
after 9:30, she'll be checking in. So that'll be nice. Let's talk about SAS. First of all, what does that mean and what's going on with it?
I've got an email today from my boss, the big boss, the chairman of the board, and he said, should check out SAS. They've got some Black Friday deals, and SAS is Scandinavian Airlines. And even if you don't fly SAS, they've got a Euro bonus promotion that awards bonuses for flying with any SkyTeam partner, and I believe American is part of that. But you can earn 10,000, 100,000, up to 1 million extra bonus points.
So if you're an international
traveler, you might want to look into SAS's Euro bonus promotion for Black Friday.
Nice.
Interesting.
So check that out. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, let's go to Gwen. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi, I'm flying out on Wednesday, and I have an overhead bag. But my question is, how large can my personal bag be? In other words, my quote purse.
What airline are you flying?
Delta.
Delta, you should be fine with your carry-on. I've taken up to, for my personal item, a small backpack, actually. So I've had like a roller bag and a small backpack, which would be probably the biggest I would do for a personal item. I think with Delta, they're pretty large planes, so you should be fine with even like a larger purse. Should be perfectly fine.
So I'm using something that's not a, quote, purse. It's like a bag with two straps that I can put over my shoulder.
Yep. That's
beach bag almost?
Yeah, like a tote or something, or a bigger purse.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably 18 by 12.
Yeah, that's fine. I know she's listening. Rose Gray carries something very similar as her purse every time, so I think you'll be absolutely fine.
I was afraid they'd say that's not a purse, that's another suitcase.
Yeah, no, you'll be absolutely fine with that. If it looks like a purse, it'll be just perfect.
All right. Have a great trip.
I guess it doesn't really look like a purse. It looks like a bag. Anyway.
You'll be fine.
All right. Thanks, Gwen. Let's go to Joe in Franksville. Good morning, Joe. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. I'm flying United to New Orleans, and I need to use a walker, and I'm just wondering how that works on a flight.
You'll be perfectly fine. You'll just use the walker until you get to the gangway or the getting on the plane. And right before you get on the plane, they'll put a ticket on it, like a label, and then you'll hand that to, they'll put it under the plane for you while you're flying. And then when you get to New Orleans, they will put that walker back out just outside the plane for you, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Okay, I was hoping that was the case, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. This text says, morning, Colleen. Do you know who's hosting traveling from Fox Travel to the Brews and Views trip in 2025?
I do not. Ooh, actually, isn't that crazy?
Not been announced yet?
No, it hasn't been announced yet, and I don't think I can do it because I've got two other trips planned in that time, but somebody great from Fox Group Vacations will be with you. We've got Kate, we've got Barb, we've got Rose, so I'm not sure who it's going to be, but we'll keep
listening, Wade. Yeah. We'll announce when we know, and thank you for the text. Another one here, I am in Medicare, so I buy travel insurance every year for the year. Is there a best time to purchase this? Do they ever have sales?
I don't think for travel insurance that they have sales, but when I buy my yearly insurance for travel, I always buy it as close to the first trip that I'm taking, because then it'll be good for that whole year from that first trip. If you buy it and let's say you buy it in January and you're not going till March, you're kind of wasting 2 months of insurance. Sure. So I just wait until the very last second and buy it right before I leave.
How soon is last second? Like the day before, a week before, 2 weeks?
A day before is fine.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that before. Absolutely. We use Travel Guard, and they have a great yearly plan that all of the tour managers use at Fox. So we always buy it about a day before, because you're covered from the time you put the date in until the next year.
Okay. Just make sure you remember to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. You want to get a hold of Fox World Travel, it's very easy. Just go to foxworldtravel.com, or you can call them Monday through Friday, 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We have another half hour to go, but now we take a break over the WTMJ Breaking News Center with David Ozzedy Scott. Good morning, David.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, it gets posted at foxworldtravel.com as well. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray this week. My name's Dayton Kane, and Black Friday coming up this coming Friday after Thanksgiving on Thursday. However, as we know, everybody does Black Friday sales early now.
Yes, we had to join the party.
So we joined the party. 855-616-1620 is the number. You text FWT to that number, and you will get the link to the Black Friday sale. Run through just some of the things that are on there again for us, Colleen.
We've got some cruise sales, we've got some group sales, and we've got some wonderful bargains yet for spring break, which
are exclusive.
And they're hard to find because we are the only ones holding space out of Milwaukee. So if you want to get to Jamaica, give us a call on Monday and let's get this booked, because there's some great prices too.
So get the link, 855-616-1620. Text FWT. That's the same number you call or text in with questions. So let's go through some of those. We're flying with TSA PreCheck in 3 weeks for the first time. What are the rules for going through security with this?
This is very easy and you're going to really enjoy it. The first thing I would suggest, though, before you leave the check-in counter, look at your boarding pass and make sure that it says TSA PreCheck on it. If you don't look at that and you get up there, they're going to say, I'm sorry, you got to go to the regular line. So just verify that before you walk away from that counter. And then when you get to the TSA PreCheck area, there will be plenty of signage that will say TSA PreCheck. That's the line you get into. And you realize you don't have to take your coats off. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take anything out of your bags. Just kind of watch what everybody is doing in front of you. And then you'll be perfectly fine to get through TSA quickly and easily.
Sounds lovely. 855-616-1620. Joanne in Franklin texts, I'm going to the New Zealand-Australia trip in February. Will my cell phone work there? And should I get some money here for both countries? What do you think?
Yes. I would say yes to all of the above. But first of all, with your cell phone, call your provider and check to see if they have plans for international travel and make sure that it works in both Australia and New Zealand. And then, yes, I would probably get maybe about $200 USD in that currency for each country, just so you have something to work with and you can use it for tips and also for coffees and restaurants and shopping. So having a little bit in your pocket is always nice.
All right. Dan in New Berlin texts into 855-616-1620. We have traveled with Fox before and enjoyed your experience and input. We were wondering, when doing a Panama Canal cruise, which is more desirable, going from Pacific to Atlantic or Atlantic to Pacific?
Oh, wow. I think
that's
either.
Very specific.
Yeah, that's very specific. I've actually done three Panama Canal cruises. And first of all, yay for doing the full cruise through the full transit, because I think that's the coolest way to do the Panama Canal. There's nothing better than going from ocean to ocean in one day. It's pretty amazing. So the only way I've ever done it, and I think it's probably a little more desirable, is that I have gone starting in San Diego or on the West Coast, and then coming down through Mexico and Central America, going through the Panama Canal one day and then ending in Fort Lauderdale. And the only reason I think that's more desirable for me is because it's a shorter flight home from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, there you go.
But if you don't care about that, I just think it's kind of neat doing it from the Pacific to the Atlantic. You see the new locks that are out there. Not guaranteed that you'd be going through it. It just depends on the size of the ship that you're going through. But there's nothing better than coming down from Mexico, and the cruise ships have kind of I think they pay more money to get through the locks than everybody else. So you're just passing cargo ship from all over the world, and you're seeing just hundreds of ships as you're coming through. And then as you go through, you're usually in a lock with another ship, and you're so close, you can practically shake hands with some folks from other countries. It's really an exceptional experience. So I would say either way is fine, but just my personal preferences from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
All right. Mark from Pewaukee texts in, is there any news on nonstops out of Milwaukee to Mexico and the Caribbean?
I don't know if there's any new news there. The biggest thing right now is that they're selling out and there's not much space left from those charters for nonstops from Milwaukee. It's very seasonal, and because of the weather getting colder now, it's even going to be less availability. So I would probably check on that. Other than that, that's...
When do those nonstops usually run?
They usually run through Easter. So he's got some time yet. Spring break is a big time, so they may put some more planes in, but Easter is usually the cutoff date from December to Easter.
All right. 855-616-1620. That's the number to call or text in with your questions, and also to text FWT to get that link to the Black Friday sales that are going on. Talk a little bit about what you guys do when it comes to, because we got all these group vacations up online, right? So if I go to foxworldtravel.com, I want to go on one of these group travel vacations, but I don't want to spend every minute I have with 30 people that I don't know. Do I have to?
Absolutely not. What we love about our groups is that we do give it kind of, we do the technical part for you, the logistics on these groups. So let's say we're going on a river cruise to the Rhine. Let's throw that out there. Amsterdam to Basel, Switzerland. You're going with 50 people, which is pretty normal to take a group. But from that point on, you're on the riverboat. You can do pretty much whatever you want. If you want to take, if you want to spend time with the group and meet them and eat with them and pick up your little voice boxes so you go on the same tours, you can absolutely do that. If you want to meet new people, feel free. If you want to kind of do your own thing, you can absolutely do that. And it works as well for the land tours, the kind of the same way. We always include the transfers from place to place and the hotels, and we do include tours. We include optional tours, so you're never bound to the group. We're just doing it for ease of travel for you. We send a tour manager along so they can offer suggestions. Also, with a tour director from the local destination, they can offer suggestions. So you're always available to do whatever you want. You never have to spend the whole time with that group if you so wish.
We've done a lot of group travel with Fox World, and the two favorite things that I like, one, you can go do your, Tracy and I would go do our own thing, but then you come back and there's a group of people you can hang out with and share experiences and talk through what you saw, and it's not just the two of you the whole week, right?
Absolutely.
The other thing is the peace of mind you talk about. There's somebody on that group with you that you can go to say, hey, I need this, or do you know how I could do this? There's just that advisor there that's with you that it makes it so easy. That peace of mind is so nice.
And actually, it just happened to me on my last trip to Egypt. I had a couple of issues. One gentleman, we were tired. It was a long day. He could not find his passport. And thankfully, for some weird reason, I was put next to him on the plane, on the seat. And he was racing off thinking he left it at one of the security areas. I dug in his bag. And look, and I found it. So yeah. That was one thing. And then another thing, one of our clients left her backpack at security as well. And we just did what we had to do. I worked with the local tour director, Hazem, got on the phone. He knows everybody in Egypt, so that worked out well. and those are the kind of things that they can come to us and say, hey, I have an issue. And I've stayed in hotels or with people when they were sick. I've gone to hospitals with people when things happen. I've had to send people home. I probably could write a book because it's been almost 30 years of being a tour manager. So that's that security, that safety net that you have when you're on a tour.
As a tour manager, you're actually working. It's not a vacation for you. You're there to work and help everybody that's on that
trip. I don't vacation with 50 people. I don't know if anybody knows that. I usually do one, maybe two.
All right. Linda from Oconomowoc's on the line. We're going to get to her when we come back. We do need to take a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Darn it, Isaac. Now I want a beer.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Isaac in the producer's booth, thank you for doing a great job. As always, it's been busy today. A lot of calls coming in, so let's get to some more. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here today on the Fox World Travel Show. Let's go to Linda in Oconomowoc. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Linda? I am flying the nonstop flight Milwaukee to Puerto Vallarta at the end of January on Alaska Airlines. And I am wondering, do I need to fill out that FMM, that's the immigration form, online in order to enter and depart Puerto Vallarta?
Well, I have not flown to Puerto Vallarta in quite a while, and I'm trying. I know that the immigration forms that we used to fill out, they no longer even hand them out on the planes. So I'd have to look that up for you, Linda, to double check. But I know on the way back, if you're flying into Milwaukee, they may give you one of those blue forms to fill out that are pretty easy. But I'd have to look that up. Everybody's really getting away from forms. In fact, since COVID, I just got back from Europe and I did not have to fill out a form at all either direction, which is really quite different. Okay. So, but not sure about Mexico. You're thinking that might be something that's new, that there's always something new popping up. So,
that blue form that you refer to on the way back, is that called a customs form?
Yes, it's you'll go through immigration first with your passport and then you pick up your bag. So it's something that the customs officers usually grab from you. In fact, when you get, if you don't have global entry and you're coming back from Europe through like Chicago, they will actually give you one of those blue forms after you show them your passport just to say that they are doing that. But I think they're going to eventually make this completely paperless just due to the fact of since COVID, they're finding out it's not necessary. And I think...
I went online and I see some sites say that I need to fill out the FMM and some sites say it's no longer needed for Puerto Vallarta. So I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm seeing... I went direct to the Puerto Vallarta tourism website. It's called Vallarta Info. And they're saying you no longer use the FMM. You will have a stamp in your passport, and in that stamp will be written the number of days you may be in Mexico. So I think either way, I don't think you have to worry about it too badly. When you arrive, they'll tell you the right procedures, but I don't think you have to do anything in advance.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Thanks, Linda. Have a great trip.
Okay.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. We do have to take another break. When we come back, George is on the line from Battle Creek, Michigan. We'll talk about river cruises on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Colleen Allsburg, Dayton Kane here. Rose Gray in Mexico.
Yeah, she's lucky she missed that snowstorm.
Yeah, that is
That's
true.
So jealous.
Let's thank George in Battle Creek, Michigan for hanging on the line. What's your question, George?
Yeah, my wife and I are all near 80, and we're thinking about a river cruise. We had one booked 5 or 6 years ago, and the company switched it from to a dancing cruise, so we canceled that. Now we're kind of harder to walk around. You have to do a lot of walking on that.
Well, the nice thing, George, is that on a river cruise, you can do as little or as much as you want when it comes to walking. The good thing about river cruising is it's the boarding process on and off super easy. It's probably 50 feet from the ship to the side of the shore. And they also offer what is called usually gentle walkers tours. So if you do have an issue with walking, they will just sign up for the gentle walkers. They do the same type of tours that everybody else is doing, but they maybe abbreviate it a little bit, or they will take you by cab or bus to get to a little closer to some of the areas. And then they also monitor you as well to see if you're still comfortable. And if you're not comfortable, they'll put you in a cab, send you back to the ships where you can go to the lounge, grab a drink, and just relax and enjoy the scenery. So river cruising is actually one of the best things for someone who has
And they're issues. Smaller ships, too, right?
Absolutely.
So you're not trying to get around a huge ship.
Right, exactly.
What's the best season to go if we're planning to book one now?
Where are you going? Europe?
The Rhine. You
the Rhine?
About the Rhine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to go, I kind of stay away from the summer. I usually go either in the spring or the fall. We call those shoulder seasons. Prices are usually a little better. Crowds are down. The summer is usually pretty busy. It could get pretty hot. So I love my May tours. I love my September tours. They're just perfect, even into October.
May and June be okay?
June would be fine. I'd probably go a little bit earlier in June just to avoid some of the crowds when those kids start getting out of school. Not that there's kids on board. It just gets busy in the cities that you're hitting.
Do any of those go on sale in the Black Friday sale?
I believe there are some great sales on that, so I would give us a call on Monday or send one of those contact forms out online and they can find you some great sales, because I know there were some that were offering even some free airfare and things like that, so you might want to look in that.
Okay, we fly out of Detroit. Would that be a good connection to Europe?
That's a perfect connection to Europe, especially if you're looking at the Rhine, because you've got those direct flights to Amsterdam.
Okay, thank you, but for both of you very much.
All right, thanks, George. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that trip. FWT to 855-616-1620. Get you those Black Friday deals that Colleen was just talking about. FWT to 855-616-1620. For those of you who have been listening all hour, you know we talked about Gigi Bromage and that she was going to be on the show. Unfortunately, something came up and she wasn't able to be on with us this week.
Right.
You think we can get her next week?
I'm going to shoot for next week. Yes, absolutely.
And what is she talking about? There's a trip she's...
Yeah, we just announced that she's going to be the tour manager on our Paris to Rome trip, which is just a fabulous group tour that we're offering. It's May 15th through the 27th. It's an 11-day tour. We do 2 nights in Paris, 2 nights in Switzerland, in Lucerne. Then we go to Innsbruck for a night. Then we pop over to Italy, which is fantastic. We'll do 2 nights in Venice, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in Rome. I mean, how fantastic does that sound? This is one of Gigi's very favorite trips, and so we put it together with her advice in mind. And I know we were working on air as well, and I think we've got some really decent air schedules too, like direct Chicago to Paris and direct Rome to Chicago. So if you're thinking about this trip, it's a fantastic time of the year to go. Crowds are down. You're going to have some beautiful Paris in the springtime, obviously. It's going to be gorgeous. I love all of these cities. There's nothing here that I don't love. It's hard to pick a favorite. I love Lucerne. Innsbruck is so beautiful. Venice, strolling through the canals, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing. So take a look at that on our website. It's one of our group vacations. So it's called Paris to Rome, Cities, Countrysides, and Canals.
Okay, and hopefully we'll get her on next week.
Yes.
All right, so wrap it up for everybody. What do you guys all cover when it comes to Fox World Travel?
We are an all-encompassing travel management company. We do corporate We do meetings and incentives. We do vacation travel, the fun stuff. And within the vacation travel team, we have destination weddings. We have a fabulous team that puts together wonderful trips for you and your families, or if you just want to go on your own and get married somewhere. So we do everything. So if the anything travel pops up, just give us a call, send us a text, send us an email, and we will get on it and help you with your travel needs.
And every advisor is specialized to and meaning no commission base here. So they're correct. Not going to try to get you to sell you something. What they're going to do is connect that person to the right person for the job who knows the area you're looking to go to.
Correct. And even if you're talking to one of our advisors and they feel that they're not the perfect person to talk to, they will refer you to one of our other advisors. We have so many experts. There's so many that people that we can go to. Even I go to people. I'll go to Marissa on a whim just for Disney because I don't know anything about Disney and she's the best. So we have Disney experts. We have European experts. We have Asian experts. We have just the gambit of people that can help you get where you need to be in the world.
And what award is Rose picking up this weekend?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. How terrible is that? I know it's something with, I think it's with ALG. Is
yes,
that terrible?
It is. Yeah.
We win so many awards, I kind
of
lose track.
Of them
yeah.
all. It's such
It'll
a
be
tough
announced on Monday.
All right. That does it. You're here next week, right?
I am here next
week.
Because
she's going to be in Mexico again with her family.
Yes, exactly.
An actual vacation.
On a vacation, right. So they make me work. So
Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next with Money Talk. We'll also check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with David Ozzie Scott. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.